what's your reaction to, Maya asked this question, what's your reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on Wisconsin votes not being counted if they don't get in by November 3? And how does that, that's the decision that did come down. How does this bode for resolution if there's a contention in results or recounts?
So it's my understanding that elections, you know, we hear elections on the news where they declare a winner, but they're not actually certified. The states haven't certified those results until a period of time after. And I don't know the specific timeline, because I think each place differs, whether it be 30 days or up until, you know, December 15th. So I think that if that what was ruled in Wisconsin, it only counts if it was on election day, that that's not a very good law. Not knowing more about it, I'd have to look into it more to know the ins and outs of why they ruled that way. But I would think that they would give states more time to count these absentee ballots in the event there is a contested election. Logistically, it's a lot to demand on states that they have all of their ducks in a row within a few hours of the polling places being closed.
Right. And here's the other interesting tie, and it goes to the second part of her question as well, so states control the election. The state law controls the election. Are there federal election laws? Yes, but the states do it. And when then the states decide how, when mail-in versus absentee and the requirements of that and ballot locations on election day, and when those are counted, you know, that kind of stuff. So the Supreme Court was deferring to Wisconsin in that decision. Interestingly, though, that legislatures will decide those rules and or change that rules, maybe depending on how the wind's going to blow. Massachusetts, between 1800 and 1840, every election they flipped on whether all the electoral votes were going to go for the winner or they were going to divide them up. And it would flip and flop. And that happened a lot throughout our history. So if you had a Republican or if you had one party, a Whig or whatever legislature, and they thought the new voters may go the other way, they changed the rule. So, you know, so the other thing is this Wisconsin issue, this ain't the first time this has happened. There's a history of that. But then the other thing, you're right, exactly, Stephen, on certifying is, the states certify the election results when they do, and then their electors in the Electoral College go to vote. And you know, when that is, and officially when that is. Now, most elections, we end up it not being so close that you don't have to go through a contested Electoral College. But certainly in the Gore v. The Gore v. Bush time, it was tightly contested, and then in the litigation, and the question is, what does that vote for resolution? If there's a contention with the election results, well, what they do is they go to counties where the vote might matter and do recounts and that kind of stuff. For instance, remember in Florida, they were counting chads and counting ballots in those counties in Florida, because that was going to be the one that was going to swing the election or not. So, you know, in areas where it's not going to count because you're not going to catch up, they may not go in and count those, but in areas where they might, you know, they're going to keep those ballots and they may get counted. So we'll see.